from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy. Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live from Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. They're actually on the field, throwing the football, catching the football. I saw Kirk Cousins out there throw a couple touchdown passes. Saw Penix out there throwing some touchdown passes. Really cool to see the guys out there actually throwing it around a little bit today. Morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, Andy Barker, as it is Happy Hour Friday. They were moving at a more swifter pace today, as I noticed earlier today. As I got up here a little while ago, watched the last end. They had some red zone. They did some teamwork, and they were moving and everything. You said Kurt had a couple nice throws and
nice deep ball to Ray McLeod.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, this is just a part of that gradual process and everything like that. But yeah, just happy to be here because, well, I tell you, Andy, in-laws here.
Oh,
babies are here.
I was gonna say traffic was great this morning.
Boy, I'm just
got it.
Oh man, I was
got it.
Kept looking at the clock like, because you know me more than anybody. I'm a very routine person.
I don't know that I've ever met anybody in life that is more strict to their routine.
And I have a routine every single day and everything. And it's been thrown off, but it's okay because I love them and I'm glad they're here. But boy, I tell you, boy, I was like, okay.
Yeah, because look, you you live in a house. There's people in that house.
Yes.
When there's young people in your house,
yes,
it's not as quiet as you might want it
yes
to be. You get up early for that quiet.
Yes.
You get up at 5 o'clock in the morning
yes
so you can have some coffee.
Yes.
And some whatever
yes
TV, some Randy
yes
time. And when there's people infringing on Randy time,
yes,
then that Zen Randy McMichael that normally shows up to
yes
work every single day at
yes
about 10 o'clock.
Yes.
I could just, yesterday, I could just, it was just a little, you know, it was like it was just a little off.
Ooh.
And I don't, you know, I don't like that. I don't want you a little off. I want you on.
I know, but I love my girl, my nieces, and I miss them and everything. But, oh, my God, I was like, Uncle Randy, I'm bored. Well, your mama, your daddy, your auntie Donna,
and all your cousins.
Why y'all keep coming
go
to
play
me?
With
all
them
of them. Uncle Randy, I'm bored. Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the long way home today.
Good.
I'm gonna ride through Athens.
You wanna go to Detroit? Come on.
Why not?
It's gonna be fun. You know Greg, you met him at my house a couple times.
Yeah, why not?
He's getting married tomorrow. I don't know if you get like a plus one for a couple, but I'm sure everyone would be happy to have you there at the wedding. Yeah, my morning was nuts, man, because we fly out this afternoon. I'm going straight from Flowery Branch to Hartsfield Jackson. Pray for me because my flight's at 4:45.
Right.
So
you're going to make it.
We'll make it. I mean, we got the Delta part of it. I think that's all been figured out throughout the week. Traffic was light this morning.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good omen or has anything to do with what it's going to be like this afternoon, but we'll find out. And we had to run all around town. I had to obviously drop the kids off, had to get the dog to dog daycare, was able to get the glass put in the recycling spot up here across from Orland Park.
Right.
But there's a sign on the fence that said Hall County residents only will prosecute up to $1,000.
How would they know?
And I was like, well, I don't know. My license plate, maybe? I'm not sure, but I'm driving my mom's car. So we went and put the glass in the dumpster.
You about to get mom a ticket.
There was an older guy there, and I was like, hey, like, is that serious? And he was like, if anybody says anything to you, tell them you were at my house drinking all that wine.
Because
I had a few wine bottles I had to put in there.
Right.
He was like, all right, good. I'm going to tell them that. So anyway. But yeah, good morning. Happy to be here. A lot to talk about, of course. Nice to sit down with Coach Raheem Morris yesterday. Would have been nice to know that Kirk Cousins wasn't going to play in the preseason. When we talked to Raheem and asked him about it, and he was like, yeah, we're going to be careful, and we've got our process and all that. And then Kirk takes the podium, and he's like, yeah, well, probably shouldn't say this, but that's Kirk Cousins' new mantra, by the way. Probably shouldn't say this, but yeah, I want to play, but coach isn't going to let me.
Just
okay.
Just old self-snitching-ass Kirk. Self-snitching-ass Kirk.
But at least we know.
Yeah, at least we know.
So it's good to know.
One thing we don't have to ask or worry about or ponder or anything like that.
That's off the table for our discussion between now and week one.
Yes, we know.
So they'll have the joint practices, all the stuff they're doing out there today, everything else besides getting on the field for preseason. And, you know, I don't know how differently they would treat it if he wasn't coming off of an Achilles, honestly.
Right, teams
just treat preseason like that now. I mean, this is something we've talked about for years now, since this shift has taken place, with teams just not putting a lot of stock in or finding it risk-reward worthy, whatever, to put their guys out there in these games. I still think, and this is covering it, but also talking to you who played it, the best way to get better at football is to play football.
It is.
But what do I know?
Right.
What do we know? They're going to handle it the way they're going to handle it. Everyone in the league is sort of playing by similar rules. You'll probably not see a lot of veteran quarterbacks in preseason games at all, and if you do, it'll be pretty limited. But it is what it is. That's more reps for Penix. That's more reps for Heinicke. Oh, God, am I going to disrespect him again? Dang it. Paddock?
Yeah.
More reps for Paddock?
Yeah. Yeah,
my bad, coach and Paddock.
Yeah,
and that's what it is. So I mean, again, like you said, good to know. We don't have to wonder about it and ask them about it.
Yeah, man. And now you go from, and we know this a lot of times, especially last few years, because especially since the preseason has been cut, more teams are doing inter squad scrimmages. I'm not in inter squad, but scrimmages
against other
the joint stuff and everything like that to get those full speed non-tackling reps, you know. And so, and I mean, it's always a good thing to go against a different scheme. I know a lot of times for the players, it's always good to go against somebody else because you get tired of hitting your own damn teammate over and over and over again. But the biggest thing about that is when you go against somebody who knows all your tendencies, that gives you a chance to work on other stuff too while you're at it, new tendencies and all those different things. So, I mean, it all has its advantages to it as you grind your way through camp, because it's a grind. And I say it all the time. You know, just the football all the time. Now, all the families are here, so you get to see your family, which is always
great. Yeah, that was cool.
When you get an opportunity.
Jake Matthews' son made a mad dash down the hill to try to get on the field.
Yeah.
Mom, good foot speed.
Really?
Yeah, mom scooped him up.
Yeah.
I was like, here he goes.
Yeah, man.
He wants to block.
That's always a great thing, man, especially during this time, just to get an opportunity to see your family and everything like that. But, yeah, the second day's down, and, you know, they got another one, and then – obviously, Tuesday they put on the big boy pads and they get ready for the physicality part of training camp. And it's one of those things where you when you walk in the locker room, you see them shoulder pads. You're like, ooh, yeah. First live drill is usually 9-on-7 inside run. You had that thing strapped up tight, Kyle. And then the other day you're like, all right, duh.
All right, that was good.
That was good.
That was good. I think we both proved our point.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, we good. Let's take care of each
other. Let's save that for the other team.
Yeah, let's take care of each
other. In about a month.
Yeah, let's take care of each other.
Hey, and again, we've mentioned this. We'll keep mentioning it. We're going to do our best, as we always do, but even more so this year, to try to report as much of what we see and hear and all that kind of stuff from training camp this year, because fans aren't able to be up here at Flowery Branch. You can tomorrow, though, go see these guys practice, and that'll be at Second Year High School in Buford. It's at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5. Free walk-up entry. Now, there is a capacity. So, you know, there's only so many folks can sit. I don't know what the capacity is. But if you want to get in, the gates are opening at 5. I would advise get there a little even before 5.
Probably like 4.
Yeah, just to make sure you're in line. Because I remember even out here at training camp where I don't know, maybe there's a capacity, but I don't think I've ever seen them. Maybe last year they did have to turn some folks away. I don't remember. But like, by the time the gates open here, the line is a half mile down the block.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to get out there early tomorrow at Second Year High School to go check them out. There's also extra parking, free parking at Hamilton Mill Park and Ride.
Yes.
So if you want to get a ride over there, limited parking at the venue. They'll have another open practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Friday, August 2nd. Now, that's $5, but all the proceeds go to Emory Healthcare. So a couple chances to see them. We'll come back and tell you a bit more of what we saw today from the portion of practice that we got to watch. We'll let you hear some audio as well. We probably need to spend I don't know, 2 minutes?
Dude.
Two and a half minutes?
In the what was that?
On what the Braves made?
You remember when we said this yesterday, that their previous game was the worst game they played all year?
Yesterday was worse.
Hell no.
Yeah, the way yesterday ended was worse. They're like a little league team right now.
Dude.
Like they're making little league type mistakes, and I don't understand why.
Bad news, Braves.
That's exactly what it is. All right, we'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I want to play, but I think that ask fell on deaf ears. I think, you know, Raheem's model is you're not playing. Like, that's just not – and I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag or anything, but his approach was like, that's just not how we want to do things. I'm sure maybe I could persuade him. Maybe there's a conversation. Who knows how the Dolphins practices go. Maybe he wants to see us in the game. It's just so much that can change, but I think seeing live bullets and playing is helpful, but I also understand the logic behind not doing it. And
so there you have it. That's Kirk Cousins letting the cat out of the bag yesterday. I mean, there is a little bit more wiggle room on the back end of it, just as far as, like, you know, sounds like that was the conversation. Kind of similarly to what he told us yesterday. It was
right.
Like, depending on how this goes, then we'll make an assessment about this. Depending on how that goes, we'll make an assessment about that.
Right.
Because we even said this after we had the interview with Coach yesterday, was I'm sure they have, like, their ideal lay of the land about how the next 6 weeks are going to go, but they don't know for sure because they don't know what's going to happen in those joint practices. And that's kind of what Kirk Cousins says. But the ideal lay of the land is Cousins doesn't play in any preseason games.
Right.
He gets what he needs from stuff they're doing today and days like today. And then those joint practices. And as far as the control we have over it, we all just say, all right, hopefully that's enough. Hopefully that's enough to get him ready for week one against Pittsburgh and the rest of the games that they play. Because as much as if things don't go well against Pittsburgh, that won't be the only reason why. You know what the reaction will be.
Yes.
If Kirk Cousins doesn't play in the preseason and goes out there and has a bad game against the Steelers,
yes,
the sky will be falling.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just play preseason and everything like that. Okay. Fine. Whatever. But he's going to take all one's reps. He's going to take all the reps and everything like that.
And you saw that today.
And you saw that today. He's going to be the guy in there with it and building chemistry or whatever you want to call it like that. I saw that Drake London went out today just a second ago, but they said it doesn't seem like it's here. Still don't know what the status is.
Oh. Okay.
All of what's going on with him, but he left practice today, so hopefully it's nothing too serious. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because Kirk, you know, we're having fun with him, but you know, these are things that you don't like. Kirk, okay, if this was another quarterback, that wouldn't have happened, but it would have been a process, and we'll see. It's not Kirk. Kirk's like, how are you playing? So y'all ain't got to say, y'all ain't got to ask. Oh, am I letting the cat out of the bag? You know what the hell you doing, Kirk? All right, you've been around long.
Yeah, I don't know. I get where you're going with that thought process because you're giving him the benefit of the 13 or 14 years in the NFL.
Right.
That just might just be sweet Kurt.
It might be, dog.
That just might be the way he operates.
And I ain't mad at him.
It
was funny.
Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The other part where they cost him all that money and a draft pick, that matters a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's not that big of a deal. Just as far as what happened today, and I didn't see the Drake London thing yet, just kind of coming out now. We'll talk to Smoke and Joe Patrick later in the show about that. I'm sure he'll follow up with them and get more info on it. We'll talk to him in the 1 o'clock hour. But just being out there watching a little bit of what they were doing today, I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you from an X's and O's standpoint what I was observing, because I don't think I'm qualified to do that. But what I can do is compare what we watched a little bit last year just in terms of smoothness versus this year. Ball hit the ground a lot less.
Yeah.
Seemed like everything was just working quicker, and that's with Penix and with Cousins.
Yes. Processing. Processing.
The whole operation of the stuff that they were working on, because they were kind of doing some full field stuff at first, and then they got down into the red zone. It all just flowed.
Yeah.
It all moved a lot more quickly. So they're going to be able to get more out of all of these sessions because And again, this is not really, I'm not trying to like throw shade at Desmond Ridder. He had never really done it before.
Right.
Kirk Cousins has done this a lot of times, and you could tell. Like the operation was just a lot more smooth. And again, the ball didn't hit the ground because the passes were good.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think, you know, once you're in that repetition, like Kurt, because Kurt, this ain't Kurt for rodeo. Kurt knows how to get the pace going. That's a couple times when they were in the red zone drill that they went express, which is like a basically on the ball, he yelled it out. Obviously, it went in his helmet. And then it's like one of those things where you know where everybody lines up, let's go. You don't have to look around, come here, nothing like that. And so, yeah, I mean, he's been in this same offense his whole career.
Right.
You know, and so the terminology is always the same. Because even though when we talk about, you know, the Shanahan system or all that, whatever, all the terminology is the same with every offense. Now, week to week, game week, you might give it a different word. But the actual playbook itself, everything is exactly the same. Word the same, cadence the same, groupings, formations, personnel grouping, it's all the same.
And that's just that's the vibe that you got just kind of watching it today. It just looked more comfortable.
Right.
Like all of it just looked a little bit more comfortable and more fluid. Kyle Pitts is going to join us in about 15 minutes. So we'll get a chance to talk to him and ask him if that's how it feels.
Right.
I mean, you're out there, it just sort of feels like it's functioning a little bit more easily. And how, more importantly than that, how's he feeling?
Right, like, that's the most important
thing. How you doing physically,
that's
man?
That's the most important thing.
How many touchdowns can we expect this year? Grady Jarrett also back out there coming off of his injury. He was meeting with the media yesterday as well, and here's what he had to say.
It felt good. I mean, it really felt awesome. You know, I set a goal to be back by the open training camp, and I reached my goal. Felt good, and just missed it. Just missed being out there with them and being able to take part in practice. Feeling amazing, man. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, I mean, when in the practice, I actually went out there and I saw Grady and just asked, hey, good luck to you. Stay healthy. It was so good to see him.
Yeah.
He's one of those players if you're a teammate, it's always great to see him out there on the football field because you know how impactful of a player he is. But just the leadership he brings and all those different things, because it's one of those things where it's infectious and everything. And so yeah, it was always good to see Grady out there. And we talked to Rod yesterday about him as far as having to put, hey, sit your ass down, Grady, all right, okay? Because if you don't, he will go every single rep. He's just that type of player because he's a grinder. He got to where he is because he took all the damn reps, and he didn't take plays off, and he didn't take practice plays off. And now he's at a point in his career coming off his injury and where he is at as far as age in his career. Sit your ass down, Grady. No, go over this now.
Yeah, you've earned it.
Yeah, you've earned it. That's
you've
what
earned
I'm saying.
It. You've earned
we're
it.
We're not worried about you.
Yeah, if you're healthy, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. Now, being able to do that and sort of lead up to the season hopefully will help the freshness. Obviously, there's going to be a rotation on the defensive line. Hopefully, that'll help the freshness in the season as well. But, you know, when we talk about Grady, we always talk about that stuff and the path and overlooked and all that kind of stuff. He's also been really good at the NFL level for a long time now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is true that he had to earn it, but he has. He earned it.
Yeah.
He's had two big contracts in the NFL.
Yes.
This man's been in the league for a decade.
Yes.
Like, he was on the team that went to the
Super Bowl.
He had three sacks in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, Grady Jarrett's incredible.
Yes.
Like, it's great to have him back because he's a leader and people like seeing him. It's also great to have him back because he's probably the best player on the defense.
He is.
You know what I mean?
Him and Jesse.
So, I don't want to sell his talent level short by only talking about the grittiness. Also, it's great to have him back because he makes you better by being on the field. He's not the next man up. He's the man.
Exactly.
You know?
I like
so
that phrase right there.
It's good
not
to have
the
him.
Next man up.
Because
well,
he was out half the year, so we had to have the next man up.
I love that. I love that phrase right there.
He's actually the man that's going to be starting. So, yeah, it's great to have him back out there. All right. Let's spend a couple minutes on this. I don't know. You know, people stayed up to watch it. Maybe did. I did. I wish I wouldn't have.
Andy, I told you about everybody. My little nieces are at the house and everything. They're 6, 2, 1, and 6 months.
Uh-huh.
All right. And we were all in the living room. Uncle Rand, we were having fun, just everything. And everybody's in the kitchen. So I'm in there with the kids hanging out and everything, watching the game. And I curse more than I usually do. How the
it's
hell?
A different type of curse.
How the hell did he miss that ball?
Well, I mean,
No. Well, you mean what, Andy?
It was a mile outside. But why did he show for it? Why did he not?
What the hell? I'm talking about.
Why did they set him up like that?
That crap. The fielding error. Like,
oh,
what
absolutely.
The hell is going on?
I don't know. Dude. And then afterwards, and this is very unusual to hear Snit. Not really have a great explanation for it. Here's Brian Snicker after the game.
That, I don't know what that was, quite honestly. You're going to have to ask them. I didn't have anything on, and, you know, we're just trying to, I feel, you know, we normally don't bunt in that situation, but I was trying to score a run. And, you know, we had two pretty good hitters coming up, I thought. And that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Brian Snick don't never talk like that.
Never.
And for him to say, ask them.
I don't know that I've ever heard him not take the bullet.
Yes.
For something yes. that happens on the field.
But
that's a situation where you need to. Like, sorry, guys, you went rogue.
Yes.
Now, again, this is just me watching on TV and kind of looking and trying to pick up on cues before that play happened. Tuioso Sopo, the third base coach, is on third base talking to Laureano.
Yes.
Like, they clearly are communicating.
Yes.
I mean, you talk to the guy that's on third base, but,
yes.
like, he was getting close to, like, they were, like, they had something on.
Yes.
He broke for home, and Kelnick squared to bunt. Like, those guys were on the same page.
Right.
Now, if those guys went rogue and decided they were going to try to suicide squeeze a run with one out in the ninth inning, or sorry, in the tenth inning.
Yes.
I mean.
What the hell?
I mean, I know guys sometimes lay down bunts that aren't called to try to get on first base, but that's a different situation.
Yes, not in that situation.
With one out with Austin Riley on deck, who's 2-for-4 last night. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
that, you cost the team a run. You probably cost the team the game. You guys can't score runs anyway. Chris Sale's out there dealing again, had
yes.
another great start. You got 2 runs in 9 innings, and it's just, I don't know, man. Like, this team is obviously has issues in different spots, but then there's also mental stuff like that. And you saw it in the game before against the Reds where they're just throwing it all over the park and letting like little league home runs happen. I don't know. It's not the Braves.
And it's not, man. And it's irritating as hell because you bad back-to-back. I'm talking about back-to-back bad news bears type games.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, you know, but this is what you have. I mean, we found out the other day Michael Harris is going to be gone a little longer than we thought.
Yeah, so it's kind of
already Ozzie's out.
Yeah, a couple weeks, right, with
yeah.
Michael because they retroacted
yes.
into the 60. He's already been out like 40-something
yes.
days, so a
yeah.
couple of weeks. A
couple
still.
Of weeks, but yeah, I'm thinking he's going back this week, you know. But
right.
that's just
– Hopefully,
you know,
yeah.
Hopefully and everything. Again, don't know what's going to happen with Max. This pitching staff right now, I mean, let's go Chale. But, yeah, they let one go last night. And, I mean, obviously you run into to field the ball, like – Did you not see it? Did it get caught in the lights?
I don't know.
I was like, where?
Took your eye off
took
it?
Took your eye off of
yeah.
it? Like, that corner right there has been a problem. You saw the other day, Adam Duvall had a problem mm-hmm. out there. Like, it's been some issues out there at that corner position. And usually that's where Ronald Acuna plays. But, yeah,
yeah
man, it was that yesterday was crap.
Yeah, it's tough time right now.
Yeah, that was crap.
I mean, especially, you know, sort of the shine of the Kelnick in the leadoff spot has worn off.
Yep.
He's batting about 120 for the last couple of weeks. Good to see Riley back. I mean, but once you get past Ozuna, I mean, Olsen's been tough for a month now, had 2 hits last night. Saw a stat yesterday where you've got Rosario, Duvall, and Arcia as 3 of the 5 worst hitters in the National League this season.
Believe
so
it.
That's a third of your lineup. Olsen's been down there with him for a month now. Kelnick's about there right now as well. So, it's good times. Maybe make a big swing for the fence at the trade deadline, but you can't address all those needs at the deadline either. And I don't know. You go up to New York and get smoked.
Yep.
Maybe you just don't do anything.
Yeah, man. Leave
just
it alone.
Pack it in and see what the rest of the season has to offer. If that story wasn't fun enough, here's an even worse one. Georgia wide receiver Ra-Ra Thomas
yep.
arrested on multiple accounts, including battery. And cruelty to children. So
he's got
to
go.
Not your normal run-of-the-mill traffic stuff
no.
In Athens.
He's got to
yeah,
go.
This is off
yeah.
the team stuff.
Yeah, he
got
to go. He has to go. Came in with some stuff, and I saw that on the way actually up here, and I saw that. Yeah, he's got to go. Yeah, he can no longer be on the football team with charges like this. And yeah, it sucks. But somebody it's time to start making examples of people.
Yeah,
it's time to start. Cleaning out some damn lockers.
Yeah, and the only way to do that
yes.
is to have guys not on the team.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
because everything else they've done, you had a teammate die,
yes.
and it didn't stop the pattern of behavior from
right.
a driving standpoint.
Right.
Yeah, guys got to go.
Yeah, I mean, he got
to
go.
It's about as cool of a deal as it could be to be a college football player playing for Georgia these days.
Yep.
Well, you don't get to do that anymore.
No, you got to
stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
you can no longer be a part yeah. of this university.
It's a horrible story. Hopefully the kids are okay. Like you know what I mean? Obviously don't know the details of it other than just what the charges are. But, yeah, hopefully those kids are safe and away from
him. All right, Kyle Pitts is going to join us, hopefully coming out of this break. You know how it is coming off the practice field and all that kind of stuff, but Kyle Pitts will join us in the next 15 minutes or so. So we're very much looking forward to that, broadcasting live from Flowery Branch Falcons training camp. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, coming to you live from Flowery Branch Falcons training camp. Practice wrapped up for the day. Got a chance to get out there and check out some of the work that the guys were doing. Always great to be up here. One of the best parts about being up here is guys, after practice, come sit down with us. Today's guest, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, Kyle?
What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to see you.
You know, it's always a pleasure and everything like that. And when we talked, chopping it up, and they were telling us that you're rooming with the quarterback. Now, we were clowning. But then it came back that, no, this was not your idea. You just happened to logistics put you in the room. Now, there's four tight ends on the thing right now, right?
I couldn't run with those Georgia guys.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, wow. I'm a Gator. I got Fitz and Charlie.
This is a Georgia guy also.
I'm
neutral. I can't.
I already see him enough in the meet room. I don't need to hear any more banter about that.
Okay. You know, right,
December will get deep.
Okay.
November, I mean, they are already talking trash.
So, how you doing physically and everything? I think that's the biggest thing that everybody wants to know. That's a lot of questions we get asked about. How's Kyle physically coming into this year?
Doing well, mentally, physically, spiritually, feeling good, you know, on all cylinders. So, just firing and body's feeling good, mind good, and, you know, ready to get going.
Is there anything noticeably different? Just, I mean, again, it happens day by day, so maybe it's not as easy to identify. But from where you were physically a year ago to where you are right now?
I mean, yeah, I was definitely in a different space, feeling way better. And last year was last year, this year was this year, and, you know, ready to ball.
I got, you know, it was your offensive coordinator came out, was talking about you, about new roles and everything for Kyle, and people were asking me, what did I think about it? And I kept saying to myself on the air, saying, well, he did that last year. He
right.
played receiver. Is there something different that you're doing this year that caused him to say that?
I don't know. Just more of a just, you know, everybody's just getting utilized in different areas, maybe in more or less. I don't have a specific answer of, you know, difference of last year, this year, until the, you know, buzz start flying game one. But for now, it's just, you know, just being able to be versatile and, you know, perform wherever they put me.
Is it weird out there with no fans at training camp? And it's normally that hill's full
not
and loud.
At all.
No.
Really?
I mean, I love the fans.
Sure.
Love the fans.
Sure.
But, you know, during camp is, you know, our two practices, I think that'll be enough for us. It's time for us to just hunker down and worry about us. And just, you know, keep etching the stone, ready for September.
What's been some of your first impressions of your new head coach? Because we haven't talked to you since Rod's been here and everything, bringing in Zach as the new OC. How has that transition been going with him and the new offense?
Love Rod. He brings a different energy to the team. And Zach also, he kind of had that Cali chill swag.
Right.
You know, so and Rod's the total opposite. You know, he's yelling and joking and it's a good time, and just everybody is an inclusive environment, and we're just, you know, having fun come to work.
Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. And, I mean, we do this every year. We love it. We look forward to coming up here and chatting with you guys. I remember talking to you training camp rookie year. It doesn't feel like it was 4 years ago, at least to me.
Right.
A lot of weird
right.
stuff has happened in the world 100%. Over the last 4 years.
100%.
Is that how it feels for you? Because year four Kyle Pitts just kind of sounds like time has flown a little bit.
A little bit, and I'm still the youngest in the room. That's crazy. Stogner, our, you know, rookie tight end, he's older than me.
Wow. What?
Yes. I'm still the youngest in the room. It'll be an interesting fact. That's an interesting fact. I'm still the youngest. But I got some skin on the wall.
Right. You do?
In the Falcons organization. So it's pretty cool. And Charlie and Dwelly and Fitz as well. So it's pretty fun. It's a pretty good room.
You, I mean, everything comes out, you know, when in today's society, especially sports society, when big transactions are being made. First day of free agency. You get a call or whatever, you get the word that Kirk Cousins is going to be your quarterback. How did you find out about the news, and what was going through your head when you found out about the news?
I got a call, yeah.
Okay.
I was very excited to have a person of his stature and his experience in the game. He's played a lot of ball and seen a lot of ball, so just to have a captain like him, there's someone who is, you know, has been played with Hall of Famers, you know, he knows a lot and he can help you, you know, elevate your game.
Yeah, this isn't really an attempt to compare to anyone who's been here at O'Shea to anybody, obviously, but like you said, Kirk's been a quarterback for a long time. He's been in the NFL for over a decade. He's had a lot of success. What are the differences so far? And I know it's early, so you haven't done a ton so far, but what are the differences so far with him in that role versus in your first handful of years?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we're not going to do the comparing game, him, I would say him and Matt are pretty similar in terms of, you know, taking charge of the team, being in that veteran role and knowing, you know, where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, so he, you know, you can preserve yourself and not run into any headaches. I think Desmond did a great job of, you know, his first year starting and, you know, doing as best he could and, you know, trying to get as many wins as he could.
What about some of the other weapons around? Again, I went through OTA second day of training camp. Until the pads get on you, you know a lot more, but you got other receivers now, and Moody and guys like that. Obviously, Bijan from last year. What has it been like trying to mix and match with those guys? Because you said earlier you're still going to be lining up different places, position versatility. How's it been so far with that?
I mean, I love it. All those fast guys push down the field.
Right.
You know? Let me get a linebacker or a safety. So it's pretty cool to see Ray in the slot, Rondell, Mooney, you know, Drake on the outside. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun to see everybody stretching it, doing different things, and just working off each other so that we can execute at a high level.
Kyle Pitts joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice done for the day. Getting a chance to chat with him about the upcoming season and what's all going on with the football team. How much conversation was there with Kirk about the number?
Not much as everybody think it is.
Okay.
It was really a league thing. It really wasn't up to us. And the number was substantially high. So it was not good for either of us financially.
Right.
It just didn't make it wasn't like a do or die. I wanted 84 and he wanted 8, you know, because he was coming from a different team. So it would have been no penalty for him. And it really wasn't that serious to me. And, you know, it was more of, you know, me wanting a senior in the back of my mind. So I'll have that next year.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that would have been a ticket too as well. So it just was like I'll just stick it out and I'll put my form in this year and I'll have senior on the back of it next year.
Okay, so how has that been? Because obviously you're a new father and everything, we're chopping up. Little man's about to be 9 months. So how has that transition been? Because it's a lot different coming home from work when your little man is there as opposed to 8 months ago when he wasn't there. So how's that transition?
It's amazing. Just, you know, even if you have a bad day here, you see he doesn't know what's going on. So he just smiling, happy. You know, he's happy I'm his dad. So I just love that and never really understood it until he came out. And it's just a different vibe, a different, you know, mindset you have of being a dad. It's a good cult to be in, is what I say all the
pretty
time.
Cool. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I got one more. Really.
Sure.
You played the video game, the new 2K game, the college football?
I have not on my game, but Taylor's been kind of helping me with it.
Just okay, because you were talking about the Bulldogs. I was asked if you played the Gators, but because they're not that good on the game.
It's still a game, though. It's not real. So, you know, we can't beat y'all, you know, in the cocktail party. You know, don't put it past us.
You know, it's the last regular season game he lost.
Who?
Georgia.
He was there.
I was
a part of it.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was the last one.
Yeah,
he was there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, what I speak on.
Oh,
you know, my record versus Georgia, you know.
Hey, I saw you got to do the spike at the United game.
Yes.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun?
That was a lot of fun. It was different. That was my first soccer game.
Okay.
I never knew, like, that was that type of energy in there. They just yell. So it was pretty
time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, when we have, like, the other countries come in and see how they take it, you know, because that's like their passion. So it's a worldwide thing, and it's pretty cool to see. And it's just you ducking and dodging, and the ball can come to you.
Sure.
So it's a pretty cool environment.
What have you done? Have you done a first pitch? Have you like?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. It's on the agenda. Hopefully,
how's the arm?
I'll probably do some practicing before.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
So the ball can get to the mound.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that. Just lob it. Don't do that, Kyle.
No
leg kick.
Give into the competitive spirit.
Right.
Leg kick. Throw hard.
That's the only way to get the picture.
You're an athlete.
Come on, Kyle.
Let it fly.
I look like CC Sabathia.
Yeah, like that.
You're not, are
career.
You left?
Yeah.
Slow. I mean, slim down, CC.
That's right.
Are you lefty or?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
Right-handed.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll get there. It won't fall short.
Right.
You know, I can guarantee you that.
Well, from everybody, we appreciate you as usual, Kyle. Man,
thanks for having me.
Good luck.
That's the health, luck, all that other stuff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, Thank y'all.
We can't wait to see it. Kyle Pitts, Falcons tight end, nice enough to come by, spend some time post-practice. A lot of optimism, man. Obviously, anytime any of these guys get a chance to talk about the new head coach, energy is a word that is used. Any of these guys get a chance to talk about the new quarterback, veteran, leadership, all that stuff is used. But obviously, you know, we asked him first, and because it's most important with him.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
And, you know, everything he says sounds good. Sounds like he's rip-roaring ready to go for the season.
Yeah, I mean, we talked – I mean, I think we did finally did one of Abe's questions, right? It was,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday coming to you live from Flowery Branch Falcons training camp. Practice wrapped up for the day. Got a chance to get out there and check out some of the work that the guys were doing. Always great to be up here. One of the best parts about being up here is guys, after practice, come sit down with us. Today's guest, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, Kyle?
What's going on? What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to see you.
You know, it's always a pleasure and everything like that. And when we talked, chopping it up, and they were telling us that you're rooming with the quarterback. Now, we were over here. We were clowning. But then it came back that, no, this was not your idea. You just happened to logistics put you in the room. Now, there's four tight ends on the thing right now, right?
I couldn't room with those Georgia guys.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to say it. I'm a Gator.
All
I'm a Gator.
Right.
I got Fitz and Charlie.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is a Georgia guy also.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm neutral. I'm neutral.
But
not really.
I can't prove it with the Georgia, though.
I can't. I already see him enough in the meeting room. I don't need to hear any more banter about that.
Okay.
December will get deep.
Okay.
November, I mean. They are already talking trash.
So how you doing physically and everything? I think that's the biggest thing that everybody wants to know. That's a lot of questions we get asked about. How's Kyle physically coming into this year?
Doing well, mentally, physically, spiritually, feeling good, you know, on all cylinders. So just firing and body's feeling good, mind good, and, you know, ready to get going.
Is there anything noticeably different? Just, I mean, again, it happens day by day, so maybe it's not as easy to identify. But from where you were physically a year ago to where you are right now?
I mean, yeah, I was definitely in a different space, feeling way better. And last year was last year, this year was this year, and, you know, ready to ball.
I got, you know, it was your offensive coordinator came out, was talking about you, about new roles and everything for Kyle, and people were asking me, what did I think about it? And I kept asking, saying to myself on the air, saying, well, he did that last year. He
right.
played receiver. Is there something different that you're doing this year that caused him to say that?
I don't know. Just more of a just, you know, everybody's just getting utilized in different areas, maybe in more or less. I don't have a specific answer of, you know, difference of last year, this year, until the, you know, bus start flying game one. But for now, it's just, you know, just being able to be versatile and, you know, perform wherever they put me.
Is it weird out there with no fans at training camp? And it's normally that hill's full
Not
and loud.
At all.
No.
Really?
I mean, I love the fans.
Sure.
Love the fans.
Sure.
But, you know, during camp is, you know, our two practices, I think that'll be enough for us. It's time for us to just hunker down and worry about us. And just, you know, keep etching the stone ready for September.
What's been some of your first impressions of your new head coach? Because we haven't talked to you since Rod's been here and everything, bringing in Zach as the new OC. How has that transition been going with him and the new offense?
Love Rod. He brings a different energy to the team. And Zach also, he kind of had that Cali chill swag.
Right.
You know, so and Rod's the total opposite. You know, he's yelling and joking and it's a good time, and just everybody is an inclusive environment, and we're just, you know, having fun come to work.
Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. And, I mean, we do this every year. We love it. We look forward to coming up here and chatting with you guys. I remember talking to you training camp rookie year. It doesn't feel like it was 4 years ago, at least to me.
A
lot of weird stuff has happened in the world over the last 4 years.
100%.
Is that how it feels for you? Because year four Kyle Pitts just kind of sounds like time has flown a little bit.
A little bit, and I'm still the youngest in the room. That's crazy. Stogner, our rookie tight end, he's older than me.
Wow. What?
Yes. I'm still the youngest in the room. It'll be an interesting fact. That's an interesting fact. I'm still the youngest. But I got some skin on the wall.
Right. You do?
In the Falcons organization. So it's pretty cool. And Charlie and Dwelly and Fitz as well. So it's pretty fun. It's a pretty good room.
Everything comes out, you know, when in today's society, especially sports society, when big transactions are being made. First day of free agency. You get a call or whatever, you get the word that Kirk Cousins is going to be your quarterback. How did you – first of all, how did you find out about the news, and what's going through your head when you found out about the news?
I got a call. Yeah. Okay. I was very excited to have a person of his stature and his experience in the game. He's played a lot of ball and seen a lot of ball, so just to have a captain like him and someone who is, you know, has been played with Hall of Famers, you know, he knows a lot and he can help you, you know, elevate your game.
Yeah, this isn't really an attempt to compare to anyone who's been here at those shaded anybody, obviously, but like you said, Kirk's been a quarterback for a long time. He's been in the NFL for over a decade. He's had a lot of success. What are the differences so far? And I know it's early, so you haven't done a ton so far, but what are the differences so far with him in that role versus in your first handful of years?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not going to do the comparing game. No. But him, I would say him and Matt are pretty similar in terms of, you know, taking charge of the team, being in that veteran role and knowing, you know, where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, so, he, you know, you can preserve yourself and not run into any headaches. I think Desmond did a great job of, you know, his first year starting and, you know, doing as best he could and, you know, trying to get as many wins as he could.
What about some of the other weapons around? Again, yeah, I went through OTA, second day of training camp. Until the pads get on you, you'll know a lot more, but you got other receivers now, and Moody and guys like that. Obviously, Bijan from last year. What has it been like trying to mix and match with those guys? Because you said earlier you're still going to be lining up different places, position versatility. How's it been so far with that?
I mean, I love it. All those fast guys push me down the field.
Right.
You know? Let me get a linebacker or a safety. So it's pretty cool to see Ray Ray in the slot, Rondell, Mooney, you know, Drake on the outside. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun to see everybody stretching it, doing different things, and just working off each other so that we can execute at a high level.
Kyle Pitts joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice done for the day. Getting a chance to chat with him about the upcoming season and what's all going on with the football team. How much conversation was there with Kirk about the number?
Not much as everybody think it is.
Okay.
It was really a league thing. It really wasn't up to us. And the number was substantially high. So it was not good for either of us financially.
Right.
And it just didn't make it. It wasn't like a do or die. I wanted 84 and he wanted 8, you right. know, because he was coming from a different team. So it would have been no penalty for him. And it really wasn't that serious to me. And, you know, it was more of, you know, me wanting senior on the back of mine. So I'll have that next year.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that would have been a ticket too as well. So it just was like I'll just stick it out and I'll put my form in this year and I'll have senior on the back of it next year.
Okay, so how has that been? Because obviously you're a new father and everything, we're chopping up. Little man's about to be 9 months. So how has that transition been? Because it's a lot different coming home from work
yeah.
when the little man is there as opposed to 8 months ago when he wasn't there. So how's that transition?
It's amazing. Just, you know, even if you have a bad day here, you see he doesn't know what's going on. So he just smiling, happy. You know, he's happy I'm his dad. So I just love that and never really understood it until, you know, until he came out. And it's just a different vibe, a different, you know, mindset you have of being a dad. It's a good cult to be in, is what I say all the
pretty
time.
Cool. Yeah, pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I got one more. One, really.
Sure.
You played the video game, the new 2K game, the college football?
I have not on my game, but Taylor's been kind of helping me with it.
Just okay, because I was because yeah. you were talking about the Bulldogs. I was going to ask if you played the Gators, but because they're not that good on the game.
The no?
No.
It's still a game, though. It's not real. So, you know, we can't beat y'all, you know, in the cocktail party. You know, don't put it past us.
You know, it's the last regular season game he lost.
Who?
Georgia.
That's yeah. okay. He was there.
You were there.
I was a part of it.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was the last one. So, yeah,
yeah,
you were there.
Yeah, yeah, so that's, you know, what I speak on.
Oh,
you know, my record was Georgia, you know.
Hey, I saw you got to do the spike at the United game.
Yes.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun?
That was a lot of fun. It was different. That was my first soccer game.
Okay.
I never knew, like, that was that type of energy in there. They just yell. So it's pretty
time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, when we have, like, the other countries come in and see how they take it,
yeah.
you know, because that's like their passion. So it's a worldwide thing, and it's pretty cool to see. And it's just you ducking and dodging, and the ball can come to you.
Sure.
So it's a pretty cool environment.
What have you done? Have you done a first pitch? Have you like?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. That's on the agenda. Hopefully,
how's the arm?
Yeah, I'll probably do some practicing before.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
So the ball can get to the mound.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that. Just lob it. Don't do that, Kyle.
No.
No leg kick. Nothing.
Give into the competitive spirit.
Right.
Leg kick. Throw hard.
That's the only way to get the good picture.
You're an athlete.
Come on, Kyle.
Let it fly.
I look like CC Sabathia.
Yeah, like the
you're
end
not,
of a career.
Right?
Yeah.
Slow. I mean, slim down, CC.
That's right.
Are you lefty or?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
Right-handed.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll get there. It won't fall short.
Right.
You know, I can guarantee you that.
Well, from everybody, we appreciate you as usual, Kyle. Man,
thanks for having me.
Good luck.
best of health, luck, all that other stuff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank y'all.
We can't wait to see it. Kyle Pitts, Falcons tight end, nice enough to come by, spend some time post-practice. A lot of optimism, man. Obviously, anytime any of these guys get a chance to talk about the new head coach, energy is a word that is used. Any of these guys get a chance to talk about the new quarterback, veteran, leadership, all that stuff is used. But obviously, you know, we asked him first, and because it's most important with him.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
And, you know, everything he says sounds good. Sounds like he's rip-roaring ready to go for the season.
Yeah, I mean, we finally did one of Abe's questions, right? It was after like about a month.
Yeah, we left it on the sheet for a month.
Yeah, we finally got it. And it's kind of talking about outside of Kirk Cousins. I think Kyle is so valuable to this year because of so many different things that he could do on the football field. And he knows the responsibility that comes with where he was drafted.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The highest drafted tight end ever.
Yep.
You know, and it was within reason and all those different things. And the last time he was fully healthy and had competent quarterback, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. Yeah.
That's
all those different things.
We asked him about Kirk and what it's like. He said, well, if there's a similarity, it's just from a leadership standpoint, it's like Matt.
Because you know what the blank you're doing.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And if I do what I'm supposed to do, he's going to put the ball in the right spot. I'm not going to end up with a headache like may have happened a couple times over the last few years with some of where those guys are putting the football. But no, I mean, the expectation will always be high for someone who's drafted where he was drafted. Expectations also high just for a guy who's as talented as
him.
That's why he was drafted.
He is uber duber talented.
It's such a shame, and I think I think the same thing can probably be said for Drake London, and that's really only 2 years. It's such a shame that we're now going into year four with him, year three with Drake, and we still really don't know, partially because of injury with Kyle Pitts, but in large part because of the ineptitude at quarterback. Like, they just haven't played with competent quarterbacks the last couple of years. Like, if I would have told you through 3 years Kyle Pitts would have 149 catches, 2,000 yards, and 6 touchdowns, you'd say, What happened? Like,
exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
And in 2022, an injury happened, so that explains that a little bit. But, like, it's just bad quarterback plays happened. That's what happened.
And he was open.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's been open.
And he's been open. Yeah. And I know a lot of times, you know, you would see, like, was Kyle running on that play? It's like, he couldn't get... A lot of times, when you know you ain't getting the ball, you're like, well, damn.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what's the point of full-speed diving just to get your fingertip to a ball that you're not going to catch?
Damn.
Like, he's not out there loafing, all right? And when he gets good quarterback play, which he's going to get this year, I don't know. I'm excited to see it. You know what the hell you're looking at when it comes to tight ends. You continuously talk about what he can do, what he's capable of physically. It's going to be really nice to see it healthy and with good quarterback play.
And he's going to do it too. When I can see Kyle leg kicking.
Oh yeah, he's going to fire that bad boy in there. He compared himself to CC Sabathia, that's why I asked him if he was left-handed, because CC was hefty lefty.
Yeah, man.
But
slim down, CC.
All right,
CC's a big dude.
Well, yeah, CC, he slimmed down a little bit. He gave the sauce.
Oh, I saw CC was in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Yankee was the best CC.
Yankee CC.
Yeah, big sweaty in the first inning CC.
Yes.
Maybe sweaty from last night.
Exactly. Got that poison coming out.
But he's got it all figured out now. He turned it around. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back with some more audio from Falcons training camp yesterday, some other news from around the league as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.